Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
In tonight's penultimate episode of Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After, we are going to Boston and we are seeing these couples reunited. Can't wait to talk about it right now on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This episode was so great because I am originally from Boston, outside the suburbs. So I loved seeing all the cool locations in this episode. We got Mike's Pastries, the Boston Public Garden, the Langham, which is just a hotel in Boston. But whatever. Shout out to you guys.
Sick.
And welcome to the second to last episode of our after show for Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After. I am your host and, well, moderator today because Ollie is not here, but my name is Caroline Thayer, and I'm hosting with...
Mike Thieling. What's up, guys? Good to see you again.
Mike is going to be monitoring the chat, so make sure you say nice things because nobody has time for trolls. Okay, we are going to be talking about, obviously, this episode where the couples are reuniting in Boston, obviously, hence the song, Shipping Up to Boston.
You know it.
Or the lyrics, whatever. We are going to be talking, obviously, the birth of Laura has, things have settled down with Shawnees and Jeffy and Laura. Danielle and Bobby still having a little bit of a hard time with literally everything. And Ashley and Anthony are just kicking it as usual. Not really much to report on them. We do have some updates for you, though, on Danielle and Shawnee. So make sure you're tuned in for that. But let's get started on what we just thought initially of this episode. I know you liked this one.
Yeah, so. I did. I think this episode was a little bit of a slow burn in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Kind of ramped up because... I didn't really care about their hotel rooms and stuff, let's be honest. But once they got into it and they really started interacting with each other and the therapist, we had some cool stuff come out, I thought.
Yeah, I liked that we got to see them in the city and doing fun things. I liked that they were together for most of it. Like, the girls were together, the guys were together. Yep. You know, they were kind of just like... Ashley said something in one of the... like, one of her little moments to the camera. Like, look, I need this girl time to basically... talk trash about everything that's going wrong in my life or whatever. And then, you know, the guys shared a cold brew.
Three men and a baby, right?
You know what? It was definitely an interesting episode. I do agree. It was a little bit slow to start. But let's talk about Danielle and Bobby, who have really just, like, fast-forwarded their entire relationship. 6 months married, 4 months together. Or 4 months
pregnant,
sorry. I'm just at a loss with them. They're trying to move. They're trying to be intimate, kind of. And nothing seems to be working for them. What do you think of Danielle and Bobby?
You know, I've said it from the beginning. I feel like Bobby is just festering inside. I feel it behind his eyes. And I feel like he's just boiling up and he's really giving in. And it's extremely awkward for me to watch them. In every single time we see them in the group sessions, by themselves, everything feels to me forced and awkward, but they have to go through with it. And it's almost like some nervous laughter every once in a while and no one else really knows how to react and stuff. It makes me feel uneasy.
I can't imagine being the four other people, like the four other couples, and you can just sense something is off. Like, Danielle and Bobby right now are struggling with their intimacy, and we should disclose that intimacy isn't just having sex.
Sure.
It's obviously just being close, and there is one point in the episode where Bobby said to Danielle, you know, we used to have really thoughtful, deep, passionate conversations at night, and now all we do is look at our phones and then peace out, go into bed.
Right.
Do you think that if they had those meaningful, like, 5-minute conversations even before they went to bed, they would be closer?
Absolutely. I mean, every relationship takes work. You have to put in effort. And I understand that she's sick and she doesn't feel good and stuff like that, but you still have to put in the effort. I was really disappointed. You know, they forced them into their little game of put the blanket out on the grass and give compliments to each other, right? After they did that exercise, which, again, I felt really awkward watching, they said it was really easy. To me, who's married, I thought it looked really strained and really difficult. I mean, obviously, we're not sure what they're doing with editing and such like that, right?
Right.
But her first compliment was, I like that you're excited to be a dad.
No, her first compliment was, I like how good of a dog dad you are.
Good dog. Okay, great. That's got nothing to do with the two of them, like the point of the exercise, right?
Well, I mean, it is, he said, you know, I think you're going to make a great mom. And then she was like, oh, you're going to make a great dad, but, or you're so excited about being a dad. It's just, it seems like they're treading lightly around each other and they can't actually express how passionate or crazy about the other they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even that exchange that you just said right there, I think you're going to make an awesome mom. Mm-hmm. And to go back with, I like how excited you are to be a dad. Not you're going to be a great dad or what, like,
it's, oh, that's true. That's a good point.
It's very awkward and strained. Obviously, they're forced to do the little exercise.
I mean, we know Danielle isn't great at giving compliments.
Sure.
However, you got to be able to pull out something better than your great dog.
For your husband.
Right.
You could pull something out for your husband. And then when they got back together in the end with the whole group situation, mm-hmm. Just like Pastor Calvin said, he gives her outs. She's like, well, she does text me. So, you know, she does. It's like.
So this is an interesting thing. And I think I probably already know the answer. But would you rather receive a compliment through text or in person?
100% in person.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, I don't. This is the flip side of the coin. I don't accept apologies over text message. I've gotten in decent blow-ups with people, and they tried to apologize to me over text, as that's ridiculous. If you're going to talk all this smack to me, you can at least call me up on the phone and apologize. They're actually going to text me, because that's easy. Anybody can text anything. That's simple. But it's very difficult to confront somebody and actually say something, even over the phone, let alone to their face.
Okay, so I want to ask our viewers, and also you, were you surprised that Bobby actually asked Danielle, are you just sick when I'm around, or is it a daytime, nighttime thing?
Right.
And Danielle said, you know, it being at home during the day when you're not here is really when I do feel okay, and nighttime is the worst for me. So were you shocked by Bobby's confrontational kind of statement towards Danielle or with Danielle?
I was glad he did it, because anytime Bobby steps up and takes some initiative and is a little bit more alpha, I'm happy for him, mm-hmm. right? Because I feel like he's too passive. I wasn't surprised, because this was hinted to and alluded at in the last episode where we, the three of us, even talked about it.
Yeah.
Is she only sick when he's around?
Mm-hmm.
If that was legitimately true, I'm not saying she's lying, but if it's legitimately true, then what about the weekends? Where's the intimacy on the weekends when he can be home during the day?
Great, great point.
What did you think?
Oh, I'm not buying it. I mean,
yeah.
they're together right now during the day, during this trip. I mean, there's ample time to have some alone time, you know? Like, I think that the cameras would sacrifice the moment of capturing them so that Bobby could have some alone time
His wife. And I mean, they make it extra awkward, right? They get him in bed together, they turn off the light, but there's still a couple cameramen, like a soundman and probably a producer, standing over them. So I understand, but they're not over them 24/7. And to me, I would think it would be a situation where, okay, all the TV people leave, let's giggle about it, and then let's make out and cuddle for a little bit or something like that. It just seems so crazy sterile. And to me, it's just the impression that I get. It feels forced.
Another thing, though, that I've noticed about Bobby and Danielle in particular, though, is I just don't think they're reality television people. I don't think they're comfortable being on TV. I think that they're both rather private people. They kind of stem from, like, what seems like big Southern families, you know, wholesome values. And, again, I'm wondering why they went on this show.
Yeah.
Why they would sign up for something like this. But I mean, then they got pregnant. So clearly, I just think that everything, like I said at the beginning, has been on fast forward. And sure, they need to hit pause and reevaluate.
Well, how did you feel for Bobby when they all got together? And Bobby's thinking like, oh yeah, she's pregnant, so of course, like, sex comes to a stop. And the other guys are like, nah, bro. Like, yeah, no. And that light bulb moment for him...
I mean, the poor kid, because you kind of just saw his face being normal and then slightly dimming, like the light in his face just right, went away and he looked hollow. Because, you know, Jeff D was like, look, at around 8 months, I was like, can't do it. Once I knew, or he said 8 months, no way. But once the baby's bump was really there, right, is when right, he right, couldn't right, bring himself to, as he said, get it on with his wife. But, I mean, Anthony alluded to the things that he really liked his wife right now. Like,
yeah,
he loved how his exactly, wife was treating him. So
obviously a very different situation in that household.
Yeah, and I mean, it was interesting, and we'll talk about this later, but seeing Danielle get kind of jealous of Anthony and Ashley and their expedited home process. I mean,
ice daggers out of the side of her eye to her husband and to them.
Oh, the
like,
amount of
wow, how great for you guys that you're moving.
And she's like, well, if they can do it, then we can definitely do it.
And no, you cannot.
No, you can't. I really think it's time to pull in the reins.
No logic. Yeah.
I want to get to talking about Shaunice and Jeff D because they have a very interesting situation with baby Laura now. But before we do that, I know we have a message for all our lovely AfterBuzz team.
Oh, you know, we love that you guys are with us hanging out here. But you also know that AfterBuzz has tons of other shows for you guys in all sorts of dramas, reality TV, every single genre you can think of, sci-fi, lots, lots more. There's no network that works harder to serve the television fans like you guys. But, of course, we need your help. We're asking you guys to go and please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Check them out. Find some other shows that you love because we do after shows for all of them. By subscribing, of course, we get to suggest awesome content that you guys are going to like, and you'll help keep AfterBuzz growing. And don't worry about the notifications because they're optional. So let us know that you guys subscribe in the comments. We'd love to give you guys a shout out. And for now, thanks for being those awesome fans that you are and making us the ESPN of talk. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. And also, you can find us on anywhere where there's a podcast. So if you're driving in LA traffic or wherever you may live, you can just listen to our lovely voices debate these ridiculous couples, in my opinion, on Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After, question mark. Okay, so let's get to my favorite couple, Shaunice and Jeff D. I just think that they have so much content, like surrounding or content to talk about. Let's talk about first, how sweet was it to see Jeff D as a dad and Shaunice as a mom? Just like their little moments, their little, I guess, like anecdotes where Shaunice was like, I already miss Laura when she had tea time with the girls. And right, then she, Jeff D said, she's making me soft. I hate it. Was it nice to see those little moments and see them not just be like a bickering couple anymore?
Of course. Shaunice is a natural mom, and I think Jeff D's really growing into being a dad. And that's really exciting to see because, as we're going to talk about, they got a lot of drama in their personal relationship with each other and their marriage. But it's amazing to see him really be dedicated, and you could tell he really wants to be a dad. I love the comment. We're skipping ahead a little bit, but I love the comment when he realized how much work it was, how much work it would be to be a single dad and to have to co-parent with somebody that you're not together with, and how much he doesn't know if he could really handle it and how much he relies on a partner.
I thought it was really interesting how he said, you know, I have brothers and I have students that right, I teach, and I love them, but this baby is mine for me. And I was like, well, first of all, it's also Shawnee's child. But secondly, he's going to give his whole heart and soul to this, to his daughter, Laura. And it's really, really cute to see him with her, just even holding her. It is a little bit, I think this, I'm sure that I can imagine this is the way it is for all first-time dads, but they're like, what do we do when she's hungry? Because we can't really do anything other, like, literally, he made a joke. Do you want me to, like, hold your boob up? I don't think that that's what any mother would want, but, you know, teach
and
their
then,
own.
In stark contrast to Bobby and Danielle, you've got their dog getting less attention and pooping and peeing all over the floor, whereas Bobby's seeing that and saying, whoa, Henry already gets more attention than I do right now. What happens when the baby comes?
Well, I mean, Danielle admitted, oh, I can say to Henry very readily, I love you. But when it comes to my husband, that's another story.
But isn't that, not to rewind too much and get back on them, but isn't that super telling that she can be affectionate and she can give emotions?
In my mind, red flag. Red flag. Because you got a dog, you can so readily give emotion to, and then you got a husband who you're having a baby with that you can't even seem to come up with a good compliment for.
And they're super interesting.
Oh wait, and the compliment was about the dog, by the way. It's like, you're a good dog.
Thanks
dad.
For being good to my the person I love the most, my dog. Right? They're just interesting because I'll give them the benefit of the doubt with the cameras around.
Yeah.
But if that were true and it was totally different, they'd be saying that and be a lot more outgoing, open about how crazy good their relationship is behind it, and we wouldn't see these death stares. Anyway, sorry.
Back to Jeff Dee and Shawnee's, because, well, here's what I really want to know. I was really shocked with the advice that Pastor Calvin gave Jeff Dee, and I'm not actually sure I agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Pastor Calvin said, look, you need to think yourself into your, like, think your way into your feelings, and you can manifest those feelings of love and admiration and adoration for Shawnee's. You just got to think it. I don't think I agree with that. You are a pastor. What do you, a minister, sorry.
I am. No, it's technically true. Yeah.
What do you think of this advice? And do you think that they're Pastor Calvin's sugarcoating something that is typically a red flag?
I thought that was a really interesting comment. And to be honest, I don't know what I think about it.
Okay.
I don't think you want to force a relationship 100%. And it's heartbreaking to hear him say, I love her, but I'm not in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that you're thinking that, it's either you're definitely not going to work out, or you really need to hardcore work on the relationship, which it seems like they are, and build to that. We got to remember, relatively, none of these people have been together that long with each other. Mm-hmm. So they still got a lot to learn. They still got a lot to learn about each other. But it's kind of, it seemed like Pastor was talking about fake it till you make it.
Straight
up. And that seems kind of scary.
I was not liking what he was preaching at all. I do not think that it is, I think to a certain extent when he was saying you have to commit yourself, that's part of marriage, being committed.
Sure.
But I think that instinctually you know if you love someone and are in love with them.
Right.
Especially after having a child, that brings a lot of people closer together, and I think it has, but I do think that they're really strong friends, and I don't think they have that romantic element to them, and I don't think it is smart of Pastor Calvin to preach something like that when it could end up being pretty detrimental for their individual lives and for their daughter. You don't want to stay with someone you're not actually in love with, and you can't force it.
So I agree with him when you say sometimes you have to lean on the commitment in a relationship.
Yes.
There are tough times in all relationships, you argue. The commitment is what keeps you from breaking up with someone just because you have an argument or something like that. You go back to what is. But I didn't like his basketball analogy at all, and here's why. Okay? He said, you don't want to play basketball, but your buddies come around and they kind of talk you into it, and then you get going and then you like it. That's because at the core, you love basketball to start out with, right? And you're just kind of not feeling it at the time. Do you think he loves her for real, as a wife at the core?
Well, he loves her as a person. So that's the same analogy. It's like you love basketball as a thing. You love Shaunice as a person. So maybe that can grow into loving the activity, into loving the person. If that's what his analogy was. So I kind of get it, but I also see your point. It's a stretch.
Yeah, I really think, and there's
and
a difference.
And also, at the end of the day, it's like, are you loving a person or an activity? And the person is what's most important. I mean, you have a child with this woman. I don't think it's fair to the child or to Shaunice or to yourself to string anything along.
You don't want to be constantly dragged to the basketball game of marriage that you don't want to go to.
It's just not going to be enjoyable, and you're not going to be winning. You're going to lose a lot of basketball games. You're going to lose a lot of love.
Chat's agreeing with us.
Oh,
fake
really?
It till you make it. Well, I don't think they're liking it.
Yeah, I want to know. Definitely let us know in the chat and in the comments if you watch this later. Is it okay to fake it till you make it in a relationship? My vote is no. But people that I don't think are faking it at all are Anthony and Ashley. They have been together the longest, 2 years, really not that long, but they did wait
forever
a year.
And married at first sight.
Well, I do think that they did it right in the sense that within the, you know, parentheses of married at first sight, because they waited a year until they actually got pregnant. They waited more than a year before they got pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, there's not much content for them to talk about. I think that Ashley seems to be in that period of her pregnancy where little tiny things are getting to her. Like, you didn't turn the light off in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's so minute. But I think Anthony and Ashley are just very at ease with one another. They're in the, like, middle part of the pregnancy, so the end is in sight, but they're not quite there. Were you surprised to hear that she is scheduling her birth?
I honestly don't know too much about that kind of stuff when it comes to pregnancies. Don't have a kid yet. But no, I don't think it's too weird to be detail-oriented and to try to have as much of a plan as possible. I think that takes a lot of stress out of what's a really stressful situation. So I'm not sure. Obviously, we're not doctors, so mm-hmm. under that doctor's supervision, if it's safe to do that kind of labor induction at that time, mm-hmm. and you just want to be really meticulous about it, which it seems like they have been for the rest of their mm-hmm. lives, yeah, I think it's good.
Well, Ashley is a planner, and she's like, look, I'm going to be ready 6 weeks in advance. I don't care if this baby comes 6 weeks early, but I don't like being surprised, so let's have this as our plan, essentially.
Right.
I was a little surprised just because I don't think I know anyone who's ever been induced before because of
not early.
Early.
For
exactly.
unless there's complications or something that. Right.
Or if they need to have a C-section or something. So I don't know. I thought it was funny though how Danielle mentioned, you know, honestly, if I'm being real, I would love to be put to sleep and then be woken up when it's all over. Now, please, I know that medically and scientifically that is not a possibility, nor is it safe, but I have had the same thought for literally any
is it
surgery.
Not safe if you no. were to have a C-section, you couldn't be under anesthesia.
I don't think it's safe because the being under is just not good in general. Like, going under anesthesia is not good. And they rarely recommend it. So when your insides are literally out, I would not think that is probably a good time to be incapacitated, essentially.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, no, I'm with you, Danielle. I would love that. When I got my wisdom teeth out, I was like, doc, put me to sleep. Not here for it.
Same here.
Anyways, I digress. Before we start wrapping up, I know that we have our special segment where we get to rate the couples.
Yep.
And there's really no other time but to do it now. So, without further ado, let's rank our couples.
There you go. Thanks, Tony.
Let's start with Danielle and Bobby.
Danielle and Bobby. Well, so
are we doing the 1-3-5 scale? Again?
I do that. You don't have to. Okay. I just do it because it helps me organize. Okay. Danielle and Bobby for me are a 1. I'm sorry. We're starting at the low end. Because everything feels so forced, and they don't sit, maybe at the base of it, they're just not communicating. If they communicated better, it just seems like it's Danielle's way and that's it. And he's fine to just give in to her. We're seeing it with the house move, the house purchase and them moving. We're kind of seeing it with the intimacy. This guy is struggling. I think he has the best of intentions. I honestly think she has good intentions too. But as far as a couple, it's just they're not coming together. It's not working.
I think that it was really – I would give them a 2, maybe 2.5, only because, you know, Danielle said something in what I thought was insightful, which was seeing how Shaunice has been greatly affected by Jeffy not saying out loud and willingly how much he loves her made her think, oh, I need to do that with Bobby. However, she didn't. So I'm like, you know what you need to do, yet you're not doing it. So I don't really, you're acknowledging it, but you're not doing it. So you're kind of regressing, but also progressing. I give them a 2.5. I don't think that they're communicating very well. And just because this is a good transition, let's talk about the people that really struggle with communication, Anthony and Ashley. What would you rate them?
Based on this episode and where we're at, they're of the 5 for me.
Okay.
I think they're in the best place. To me, they're coming off as the most level-headed couple. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got a couple of the quirks we're saying, but to me, it's not a big deal. I think they're doing the best.
Yeah, I would say just because we didn't see much of them, I'd give them a 5 too.
Yeah.
And last but not least, is this
no surprise,
Shaunice and Jeffy?
They're my 3. I'm worried about where they're at, obviously, specifically from Jeffy's perspective, mm-hmm. what he really thinks and his motivations. But I love seeing him with the kid. Deep down, I think he does want to make it work. And I think it's more the one side of what we talked to before. There is the love, and he really does want to make it work. Because at the very ultimate end of the episode, he did say what a great woman Shaunice was, that he's lucky to have her. He doesn't want to lose her. So willing to work on it, but there's still a lot to go.
I think I would give them a 3 just because they're so individually, they're so great as parents. I'm just worried. I mean, Pastor Calvin said something. This marriage is going to be made or it is going to be made or broken by Jeffy. Is that the right?
Yeah. You got it.
Or the right tense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really tired.
Jeffy's gonna make or break this relationship.
Thank you. That is what Pastor Calvin said.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Because she's all in. Shaunice is all in, and she's down.
Right. But see, even having that little caveat is what troubles me. Mm-hmm. It should not be one person is gonna make or break a relationship. So, with that being said,
real quick.
Oh,
wanted to toss this in because this is a really good point.
Okay.
I'm going to mispronounce this. Sue Hoos says if Danielle could have a surrogate, she would.
Oh, interesting.
And that way she wouldn't have to be knocked out but experience no pain of childbirth.
Interesting. Well, that didn't happen because she got knocked up.
Too late.
So, too late. Can't transfer. Anyways, we do have an update on Danielle and Shaunice. So without further ado, let's get to some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so let's start with Shaunice, who put out a PSA on her Instagram, put up this picture with her address, and she says that she's looking forward to hearing from fans. So she has a P.O. box, not to be confused with her actual address, so don't put in this address in your GPS and be like, I'm going to go meet Shaunice, Baby Laura, and Jeffy, because they're not going to be there. It's a P.O. box. But you can address her at Shaunice Jackson-Pierre, P.O. box 692573, Quincy, Massachusetts, zip code 02269.
Wow. Just clicked me. They live really close to my sister-in-law.
Well, maybe they can hang out. I don't know. they can get the inside deets on that relationship. But yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. She wants to communicate with her fans and wants to hear.
See what she gets.
Yeah. Maybe she'll get free baby clothes or something.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. So that is just something fun to know about Shawnees, because I'm sure our fans out there love Shawnees too. Hey, we might even write a letter to Shawnees. Ooh. Okay, moving on to Danielle, who is really showing now, thank God. Because there's nothing worse than a pregnant person who's like not showing versus a non-pregnant person who you think is showing. And it's just like, you know, there's just so much ambiguity there, and you could say the wrong thing. Anyways, I digress.
Just don't comment.
Literally don't comment. But it is very clear that Danielle in this photo is pregnant, as in the caption she says that she had her shower this weekend and it was hosted by none other than her mother-in-law and sister-in-law. So that's good, because the Dodds are embracing the fact that they're going to have another grandchild, and they're embracing the fact that Bobby's wife of 6 months is 4 months pregnant. Well, at least in this point of the show, I think.
And
she's
do you
further
think
along.
Their entire family, every time they get around at this shower, are wondering if they've hooked up yet?
Honestly, I think they're just like, when is this going to end? When is this going to end?
Next week.
Yeah, literally. Oh, next week. Great transition. But yeah, this is a cute picture of Danielle and her mother-in-law and sister-in-law. And then the next picture is just like some little cute, I don't know, hors d'oeuvres and trinkets at the party. So I love a good festive baby shower, like decorations, all that kind of stuff. Anyways, that is all for our news and gossip. It is time to get to our favorite part, our predictions for next week's season finale.
Oof.
Can you believe it?
Yep.
You can.
I can.
All right,
seems like we're coming to a head. Yeah.
What are we anticipating for next week?
I liked the trailer for next week. I liked the coming attractions.
The coming attractions.
I think this is the week Bobby's going to blow up. We got to see...
I sure as heck hope so.
Whatever's happening, whether they've bought a place or they're renting just to sell, they need to sell beforehand or whatever, they're moving out. So all the stuff is boxing up. She's in full commander mode, and he's chilling with a beer. Go ahead.
Well, what I was, just to answer kind of like that open-ended question, what I think is happening is they're trying to list their house, which means they're oftentimes when they put a house or a house is put on the market, a realtor will tell them these things need to stay in the house. They will add to the look of your house, the interior. I'm going to bring in a new couch, or I'm going to bring in a new table.
Sure.
So that's probably why the leather recliners are going. Not only are they leaving the Dodd house, but they are like literally leaving the house for just the listing moment. Anyways, continue.
I hope they actually have a place to go, because it's extremely dangerous to list your house without a place to go, because you don't know that you're gonna be able to buy a new place, that your place is gonna close. It's hard to match those two timelines up. So, but I think that this is the episode where, because of the moving and boxing stuff up, she's gonna push him to his breaking point. We're gonna see some hardcore emotion come out of this guy. And because of the hardcore emotion, they're gonna make out.
Oh, whoa.
It's going to break that tension, and she's going to be like, that's the guy I married. Fireworks.
Wouldn't that be great? What are we feeling for Ashley and Anthony and Shawnees and Jeff D?
Ashley and Anthony are chilling.
Okay.
Well,
they move into the new house in the next week's episode.
They move into the new house.
She's like, I don't have a wall for the crib. He's like, what about this perfectly fine, normal, plain wall? She's like, no.
I think maybe, quote unquote, unfortunate for the viewers. I don't think there's going to be a lot of drama or anything crazy interesting, because I just think they're really good where they're at, and everything is kind of good. We're just going to see some kind of happy family moments moving forward. And
I hope so.
Yeah.
Shawnees and Jeff D.
That's tough.
It looks like in next week's episode, Jeff D's putting in so much effort to cook for his girl and to clean for her and alleviate some of that stress she's been feeling as being the literal housewife, like cooking, cleaning, feeding the baby, doing chores, whatever. So I'm hoping that makes him him making Shawnees happy makes him happy.
Yeah.
Which in turn would be good for their relationship.
Absolutely.
But honestly, all I want is that for all these couples to come to some like healthy resolution of how they're going to communicate once they have the baby, or for Shawnice and Jeffy, while they have the baby, and to be happy with one another. But I think they really have to say what they're saying to the, you know, expert and to the audience.
I like in the coming attraction that Shawnice admits that she really needs him, needs the help, a lot of support.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what spawns the cooking. And what I want to see at the very end, the last shot of the finale,
oh,
is them getting their putting their wedding rings back on each other.
Oh!
That's what I want.
That would be so good, wouldn't it be?
I love it.
Oh,
heart melting.
I would, a tear would be shed. Well, until then, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, guys, I'm Mike Thielen. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thielen. I'm going to be really sad. I'm not going to be here next week.
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
Holiday traveling, but I'm going to be watching,
what?
And I'm going to be in the live chat. Probably.
What? This is the first I'm hearing of any of this. Well, now while I, you know, soak all of this in, you can find me at Caroline J. Fair on all social media platforms. It's been lovely hosting tonight. I will be here next week, so I can't wait to talk to you guys. But for now, thank you so much for watching the Married at First Sight Happily Ever After After Show, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.